Bush, Minnesota campaign chair St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman and an arsenal of pyrotechnics made for an explosive show of support for George W. Bush's presidential bid.
The answer, my friends, is George W. Bush, a leader we can admire, a messenger America will listen to, a communicator with the serve-back and conservative, the next president of the United States, George W. Bush.
Minnesota Republicans are convinced Bush has a good chance this fall to win the state. If he does, it'll be the first time a majority of Minnesotans will have supported a Republican for president since the state backed Richard Nixon nearly 30 years ago.
The number one question for us today is, what color does Minnesota get colored election night? Al Gore red or George Bush blue? Well, get ready for battle, Minnesota, because George W. Bush is dead even with Al Gore in this state today. And we haven't participated in Republican presidential majority since 1972, but this is our year.
Coleman described Bush as a compassionate Republican who's ready to reform Social Security, build a missile defense system, and cut taxes. He took numerous shots at Bill Clinton and Al Gore on the character issue, all of which the Republican delegates wildly applauded.
We have a desperate need to restore and renew the spirit of America. And Al Gore has about as good a chance of doing that as O.J. has of finding the real killers.
And the effort to energize the Republican activists behind the Bush campaign worked.
Oh, you betcha. Absolutely. This is going to be the year that Minnesota is going to go Republican.
Delegate Darlene Schmidt says if Republicans campaign hard, Bush will take Minnesota this fall.
I'm very encouraged by all the young Republicans that are here today, and I think that that's going to be a big help to us.
I think this is the best chance we've had, you know, since Clinton was elected to regain the presidency.
Delegate Doug Altrichter says he's encouraged by polls which show Gore and Bush running neck and neck in Minnesota.
We don't want to make any mistakes, and I think that's why George Bush got such early support.
Minnesota will send 34 delegates to the Republican National Convention, and it appears that all will support George W. Bush. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.